This show furnished by Boulevard Realty and DBA TBG Homes. You're listening to The Real Estate Zone, the show that teaches you everything you need to know about real estate. If you're a homeowner thinking of selling your home, considering purchasing a home, interested in real estate finance or real estate investments, this is the show for you. We are a live one-hour real estate roundtable discussing everything real estate related. No topic is off limits. The Real Estate Zone is hosted by Danny Batsalkin, one of the highest producing real estate brokers in Southern California. Danny, who is also a former real estate attorney, leads a top-producing real estate team and has developed a strong following as a well-known real estate expert, trainer, and speaker. The Real Estate Zone is sponsored by Movement Mortgage, one of the nation's fastest-growing and most reliable mortgage companies. So get your phones ready and call us now with all of your real estate questions at 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222, 800-222-5222. And now, here's your host of Real Estate Zone Radio, Danny Batsalkin.
Good morning, Southern California. It is May 14th, 2016, and we're so excited to bring you a super special show today where we're talking all about real estate investing. We're talking about wealth building and lots more with our special guest, Paul Morris. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. I'm so excited to chat with you in just a couple minutes. But first, let me introduce our team of real estate all-stars. On my right, as always, from TBG Homes in Calabasas, is Goli Vadani. Goli, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Danny.
I almost said Ramey because Ramey usually sits there.
I know. You got confused. It's okay.
But Ramey is actually calling in today. Ramey, welcome to the show.
Hi, you guys. I'm sorry I couldn't be there.
No problem, Ramey. Where are you traveling today?
I am actually out of town visiting some other work offices.
Well, thanks for calling in and taking the time, Ramey. Of course, with Movement Mortgage, the fastest growing mortgage company in the U.S. and the only company with the exclusive 671 program, which we talk about a lot. But Ramey, let us know what's going on with Mortgage and the 671 today.
671 is great. As always, we're still underwriting in our 6 hours and closing loans, getting them, you know, processed in 7 days and then closing in one. That's the 671. So we're still rocking and rolling on that. Home mortgage rates actually had a really good week, you guys. There was a really bad job report, not really bad, but a weak job report this last week, and it kind of pushed rates in our favor. So they're kind of trending back down. And it's gotten to the point that some of the economists for the year are changing their forecast. So you know how we were talking about before, everyone was kind of predicting 2016 rates would be going up?
Yes, I remember we talked about that.
Mm-hmm, a lot of the economists now are kind of stepping back and maybe saying, well, maybe rates won't go up all the way. They're going to maybe go up and come down a little bit and go up and come down a little bit. So it's interesting. It's all positive on our front.
Yes, that's great to hear, Ramey. And I think all predictions are that the housing market will continue to increase here throughout the summer. So we've been talking about it probably since last December, but the market is hot. The rates are super low. Inventory is low. And it's really a great opportunity for both buyers and sellers, whether that's residential property or income property, which we'll be talking about in just a second. So, Ramey, thanks for the update.
Of course.
Well, we're so excited to be here with our team of real estate all-stars. And this week, without further ado, we're going to jump right in with Paul. So I urge you to grab your phones. If you have questions about real estate investing, about wealth building, or really anything real estate, give us a call today. And Paul will answer your questions live on the air. The number is 1-800-222-5222 or 1-800-ABC-KABC. That's 1-800-222-522 here on The Real Estate Zone. We are your number one live show to talk about all things real estate, whether that's buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate, or real estate finance. All right, so let's jump right in. So I want to introduce Paul, who I'm so excited to have on The Real Estate Zone today. Paul is an extremely successful real estate investor and does a lot of things with real estate. He's also written a book that's going to be published later this year, perhaps?
Early 2017,
yes. Called Wealth Can't Wait. And Paul actually got his start in real estate investing. So I'm so happy to welcome to the show my friend and mentor, Paul Morris. Paul, I'd love for you to chat to our listeners about real estate investing and how you got your start in real estate and how that's led to all of your success.
Sure. Well, first of all, and relevant to your listeners, is I started by buying a duplex. So right now I have 700 apartment units, 150,000 square feet of commercial retail, and it is a real estate portfolio. I really think of myself as a real estate investor, and that came over time. So the first thing I did was buy a duplex, and that was the start. So I really look at it as building great wealth, but it's really one brick at a time. It's something that everyone can do.
Yeah, that's awesome, Paul, and congratulations on all that success from one duplex to 700 investment properties. And so, again, if you're listening to the show and you are interested in investing, if you have a question for Paul, make sure you give us a call. I know that we're going to have a lot of callers coming in, and we'll get you in on the line. So, Paul, tell us or tell our listeners, how did you get started with that one duplex? How did that go? Or if someone wants to start investing now, what would they do?
Well, first of all, as you spoke with your mortgage partner, people talk about the market being very hot right now, and it is very hot. There's another factor that's important, and it creates affordability, and that's the mortgage rates. So when you talk about the possibility that rates are going to go up, and I think inevitably they will go up, we are at a time of historic lows. So mortgage rates right now, if you can lock in, which you can lock in 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, now's the time to do that. So now's a great opportunity based on that.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. So if, you know, Paul, I guess if someone's listening to the show and they've never invested in a property before, we have a lot of people call in that are, you know, they haven't purchased a home. They're looking at a first-time home purchase or a first-time investment. What steps would you recommend to them to start investing so that they can hopefully also start with one duplex and end up with a couple hundred units down the line?
Okay, so this would apply whether you're buying a house for yourself or an investment property if you're looking to build wealth with it. And this statement, people find this difficult to believe, but in 25 years of real estate investing through big downturn markets, I've never lost a dollar investing in real estate. And I've done it by following three basic rules, but I've really, really stuck to the three rules. And very quickly, one is buy value. And what that means, if you look at the stock market, there's almost a joke with the stock market, and that's like, well, how do you succeed? Well, you buy low, you sell high. So how do we figure out where we are in the market? How do we figure out where we are in the real estate market? And it's impossible to predict. If you could predict that, you'd literally be printing money. So the way to buy low, the way to buy low and sell high in any market is to buy value. And what I mean by buying value is you buy property that has upside potential. Upside potential, essentially, if you boil it into one statement, it's just buy the ugliest house in the best neighborhood. Now, that's a little cliche in the sense that you don't have to buy the worst house in Beverly Hills, but whatever neighborhood you're looking at, and a transitioning neighborhood is a great one too. A neighborhood that's going from a challenged neighborhood to one that's gentrifying a little bit, that would be a great place to start looking. And then I would look at one that has upside potential. That's buying value.
I love that, Paul. And we talk about on our show a lot that one of the first steps, you know, that you should take is really to get with your real estate team of all stars, your mortgage partner, your real estate partner. Find some good professionals that can help you through that process. So have you found that, you know, having a great team around you has also helped you build that net worth?
Absolutely. And in fact, before I got into the residential real estate business, I found some great realtors to work with. And as an investor, I was shocked that that you could look around and find people with a great track record. Danny, not to do a totally shameless plug.
No problem.
We've been in business a while. I've watched you operate, and you'd be a great realtor to go to, you and your team, and say, hey, here's what I'm looking for. And when I did that, I would go to you and I'd say, hey, I'm looking for a property with upside potential. Now, one of the ways to start your investment portfolio would be just to buy your own home. So if you're renting, I would look at buying. There are amazing, you know, and that's where you said a great mortgage partner. So like Ramey, you start working at it now. Call a mortgage professional before you look at a house. It's almost too late when you go and you find a place that's terrific. you're really lined up to miss that opportunity.
Sure.
So get your professionals lined up first. I would talk to a great realtor that knows your area. I would talk to a great mortgage person and start getting your paperwork in order.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Well, Paul, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Paul Morris about real estate investing, wealth building, and more later on in the show. Stay tuned because Goalie is going to talk to us about celebrity and luxury real estate. You definitely don't want to miss all the juicy details that Goalie has for us. You're here live on the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
I never understood why Vatos like watch like Law and Order and CSI. You know, I always think like, you know, court sucks. Like, yeah, court really sucks bad, dog.
You had to live a little too much of that in your life.
No, but
right?
Think about it. Like, even like jury duty, if you're not in trouble or nothing, court sucks.
Oh, can you imagine doing jury duty? Oh,
I can't.
How awful.
I'm a felon, dog.
Oh, you can't do it.
That's right, fool.
Wow. So how you been?
Dr. Drew, Midday Live with Psycho Mike Catherwood. Weekdays, noon to 3 on KABC.
Do you want to sell your home but are concerned about having it sell quickly at the best possible price? What if your home doesn't sell while you're buying a new one? What if you need to relocate? Or what if you can't afford to live in your home much longer? It's not a great situation to be in. Hi, this is Danny Betzalkin, host of The Real Estate Zone, heard every Saturday morning at 7, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I'm not just a radio host. I happen to run one of the most successful real estate teams in Southern California, and I'm so confident in my team's ability to sell your home quickly at top market price that I personally guarantee it. In fact, if I don't sell your home in 59 days or less, I'll buy it as part of my guaranteed sale program. Go to tbghomes.com or call me now at 1-800-358-7563 to get your no obligation guaranteed sale price. I will sell your home at top market price within 59 days or I'll buy it. Questions? Call me at 800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563. Danny Betzalkin, TBG Homes, Keller Williams, Beverly Hills, California, BRE license number 01421366.
Hey, it's Jillian. You know, it's spring, and that means outdoor living. That's why we live here in Southern California. What I don't like are the critters that are always creepy crawling. Well, my solution has been my friends at Stanley Pest Control. Family owned and operated since 1945, they know what they're doing, and they're going to provide fast, professional, and guaranteed customer service for you. Stanley Pest Control is your best pest solution. Call Stanley Pest Control now at 1-800-GOT-BUGS for a free inspection. That's 1-800-GOT-BUGS, or check them out online at stanleypest.com.
Brought to you by Don Francisco's Coffee Family Reserve. The family of Don Francisco's Coffee has been selecting and custom roasting coffees for over 143 years, then personally sample to ensure every bag is worthy of being called family crafted coffee. Try the most distinctive Don Francisco's Family Reserve. Look for it in bags and single serve at your grocer.
Southern California residents. After 50 years, a landmark fine jewelry store is closing their doors. Cal Jewelry of Long Beach is liquidating their entire fine jewelry and giftware. These are now the final days. Purchase the fine jewelry you've always wanted now at 50 to 70% off. And many fine jewelry items are now 60 and 70% off. Diamond, emerald, blue and pink sapphire, tanzanite, peridot, tourmaline, garnet, morganite, aquamarine, savorite, opal, rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and much more. Diamond stud, inside out hoop and halo earrings, diamond bracelets, anniversary rings, mountings, and engagement rings, men's jewelry, estate jewelry, South Sea and freshwater pearls, 14 karat, 18 karat, and platinum, fancy yellow diamond rings, earrings, and pendants. This is a complete wall-to-wall store closing liquidation. Now at 50 to 70% off, including Yardrow and Swarovski collectibles. Cal Jewelry, closing their doors at 6291 East Spring Street, corner of East Spring and Palo Verde Avenue in Long Beach. Open today, Saturday, 10 to 5. Don't miss it.
At Orchard Supply Hardware, they believe that no project is too small. Discover your own can-do spirit with helpful know-how and quality products for all your paint repair and backyard projects. Orchard Supply Hardware, home improvement improved. Find a store near you at osh.com.
Your one stop for breaking news and adult fun. 790 KABC.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Zone. Frank, thanks for bringing us back. Where's my Guns N' Roses, man? All right, it's coming up next time. So you are live on The Real Estate Zone. Thanks for tuning in today to our special show where we're talking to real estate investor, entrepreneur, and author Paul Morris. And Goalie, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Danny. Thank you.
Goalie's here, busy making her coffee in the morning. So Goalie from Keller Williams Calabasas is going to talk to us about celebrity and luxury real estate a little later on in the show. You definitely do not want to miss that, so don't go anywhere. And on the phone coming to us is Ramey Mitschke from Movement Mortgage, the nation's number one fastest growing mortgage company and the only company with the 671 program. Ramey, welcome back.
Thank you much.
Ramey, I forgot to ask you, and it actually ties in with what Paul was saying in our first segment here. If someone is interested in buying their first home or maybe their first investment property and they want to take that step and get pre-approved or maybe just have a consultation, how do they get in touch with you to get that process started?
Well, if someone is looking, I would love to help. So best thing they could do is call us on our hotline after the show, which is 1-800-358-7563. That's 1-800-358-7563. They can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/realestatezoneradio.
Excellent, Ramey. And by the way, they can even call during the show because we have people standing by from TBG Homes to help you on the real estate side. And they'll also get you in touch with Ramey on the mortgage side so you can get that process started. So, Paul, before the break, we were talking about your three keys to investing in real estate. But I did want to say something interesting, which is you talked about just buy your first home. And I read something before the show that the average net worth of homeowners is 45 times more than that of renters. It's like a $150,000 to $5,000 on average. I mean, does that surprise you at all?
That makes perfect sense. It's a stunning statistic, and it makes absolute sense. And if people are waiting on the sidelines to make a purchase, I believe that's the wrong thing to do. What I was saying before we went to commercial break is in 25 years I have never lost money investing in real estate, and I did that by I've accomplished that by sticking to three rules. And since you mentioned a home buy, I'll tell you, even with the years, the decades of experience that I have in real estate investing, when I bought my own house, I literally bought it 1 minute before the market crashed. It felt like that, but it was 1 month before the market crashed. So it's really impossible to time the market. And even under those circumstances, I've made a lot of money on the house that I live in. And the reason why I was able to do that was I went and I looked for value, which is the first step. Okay, look for value, and that is I bought a house that needed a lot of repair in a great neighborhood. So when the market crashed, certainly the value of that home fell quite a bit, but I just kept improving it, and I could afford to stay in it, which is one of the other rules to not losing money over time, and that's making sure a property cash flows. So if your first investment's going to be the first home that you buy, the equivalent of that is to make sure you can afford the mortgage payment. Now, interestingly, right now we're at an all-time low in mortgage rate history. Right now is a great time to buy real estate, lock in your rates, and take it over time. Now you're paying a house payment, building wealth instead of paying rent and building someone else's wealth. So making sure it cash flows is the second key. And then the third key is buy only where you know. So where you're looking to invest, there were great deals before the previous crash. People were coming to me and saying, we have amazing deals on the West Coast of Florida. I don't know the West Coast of Florida. So even though the deals were so enticing, I didn't buy. And then sure enough, it crashed. After the crash, that would have been a great time to buy. And I knew that, I still didn't do it. I just stay where I know, and it seems on one hand it's a very conservative approach, on the other hand it's the way to do it now, because one of the keys to wealth building is sitting on the sidelines and waiting for things to happen. You'll never begin to build wealth.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, Paul. So the three keys, again, can you summarize that for our listeners? And by the way, if you're listening to the show and you have some questions about real estate investing, Paul went from his first duplex to over 700 rental units in his portfolio. If you have some questions about that and you want to see, how do I do that? What's my first step? What do I need to do? Give us a call here at 1-800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KBC, 800-222-5222. And we'll get you on the line live with Paul. He'll answer your questions. So, Paul, can you recap for us those three steps really quickly one more time for our listeners?
Sure. One is, and I like to, I think about the stock market, and I'm not a big investor in the stock market. Each individual, like you and like me and your listeners, are too small in the market. The people who are on television talking about the stock market, if they really knew what they were talking about, they'd get off television and they would start printing money. The way to do this in real estate, this is a market that we can understand. So number one is buy value. So it's the equivalent of buying a stock low and selling high. You can do that in any market by buying something that needs improvement. So that's how you buy value. That's step one. And then, you know, step two and step three are buy only where you know. So when you know the area, it's like having insider information. That's like the equivalent of being in a stock market and really knowing what a stock is going to do. If you are buying in a transitioning area, Los Angeles continues to grow and grow and grow. There will always be room in those areas. And then also make sure it cash flows. So if you're buying your own home, make sure you can afford that mortgage payment. That was the problem when we had the last crash. People were getting into houses that they could not afford to make the payment. If you can afford to make the payment, then you can afford to do that. And another example, you talked about my first duplex, but one of the things that I did when I was first starting out in the workforce, I was living in Washington, D.C. in a very expensive area. And instead of going out to the outskirts where I could afford to buy something, I was renting. What I did was I bought a house. And I filled that house with my friends. And I charged, you know, rent, actually a little below market rent to my friends to fill this house. And that was the way I was able to afford a mortgage payment in a house in a great area.
That reminds me a lot, Paul, of what Warren Buffett says, right? He says, if you can't own it for 10 years, then you shouldn't even own it for a second, right? And I think that is such a great point. Do you ever give yourself a time frame of how long you should own something before you're allowed to let it go?
Well, that's a great question. And one of the things, I made a study of this, and every time I talk to real estate investors over time, the one thing that they say sort of at the end of the career is they should have bought more and sold less. So I do believe that just holding on to what you have. The house that I mentioned in Washington, D.C., I bought it at $400,000 a long time ago because it's a very expensive area. I held it for only 2.5 years, and I sold it for over $600,000. So I made a 60% return in 2.5 years, and I sold that house. Of course, once in a while I go back and visit, and I look. Here's a 100-year-old historic house in DuPont Circle, and it's last time I looked, which was years ago, it was $1.2 million.
So
wow, that house,
yeah. Right?
Especially because I had the friends in the property that I could have continued to pay the mortgage with.
Sure. Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. Now, Paul, I have to ask you, because I've heard you say in some of your wealth building classes, especially with the market where it is right now, where there's low inventory, a lot of things have multiple offers. And Goalie and I on the real estate side hear it a lot. I don't want to overpay. I've heard you say it in your classes a lot that, hey, by definition, you are going to overpay for these properties. But if you follow the three principles, you're still going to be okay. Could you talk to us a little bit about that in the current market cycle where we are?
Yes, it's such a great question. I'm glad you asked it. Literally in my notes, and I had skipped over it. One of the things in my notes, when I was thinking about what I wanted to tell your listeners, was don't be afraid to overpay. And I put overpay in quotes. And the reason is this. One of the things that people, if I took my real estate portfolio, which I do, and I lay it out, and I say, okay, well, what did I pay for something? What's it worth now? How long have I held it? If I went through all of the properties that I own, almost none of them were what people consider a steal. So the average consumer is sitting on the sidelines going like, oh, I'm waiting for a steal. Or they'll go to a great realtor, like Danny, and they'll say, you know, find me a deal. That's what's called, find me a deal. Now, we can find you a deal. It's not going to be a steal. If that property is on the market, okay, and this is something I tell lots of realtors and lots of potential buyers. If you are the successful purchaser of a home that's been properly marketed, you have literally, by definition, overpaid. You have paid at least $1 more than every single person in the market. But if you follow these three principles, you shouldn't be afraid to do that.
I love that. And by the way, Goalie, you need to tell that to your clients because you hear that a lot in your community. I want a deal. Right, Goalie?
Yes, I do hear that a lot. And, you know, I really believe what Paul is saying is absolutely true, because I think that if you're, you know, for my clients, I always tell them, if you get a house that you love and it's within the price range that you wanted to pay, that's a deal.
Absolutely.
Right? That's a deal.
It sure is. Well, guys, this has been amazing. I love talking to you, Paul, about real estate investing. I'm learning so much. I'm sure our listeners are as well. We need to take a quick commercial break. If you have questions for Paul, or you want to talk real estate investments, you want to talk about purchasing your home, if you want to chat with Ramey about real estate finance, give us a call here at the Real Estate Zone at 1-800-222-5222. We'll be back in just a minute with Guns N' Roses. Right, Frank? We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, here we go. Drive home promo, take one.
Hey, it's Jillian Barbary, and how do you want me to say in the beginning?
On the next drive home.
Okay.
Here we go. Take two.
Coming up on the drive.
Blah, 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 blah. Take three.
Coming up on the drive home. John, I can never do these. Oh, I'm not going to be able to do it.
You're telling me.
You.
Just listen in between 3 and 6 on talk.
Can I just add that now?
Sure.
Okay.
Take whatever.
Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Yeah, great job, Jill.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
Do the Smell Good Plumbers really unclog drains for $99? Let's ask Karen.
They absolutely do. We had a problem and called Mike Diamond because of that offer.
How'd it go?
Better than expected. They originally said it would be a day, which was fine. It wasn't an emergency. But a few hours later, they called back and said an available Smell Good Plumber would be here in 45 minutes.
And was he?
Right on time. He came in and snaked out the main. He was nice and professional, and the bill was actually $99.
So are the Smell Good Plumbers your plumbers of choice?
We definitely recommend Mike Diamond to all our friends. Thank you for such great service.
You're welcome, Karen. Thanks for sharing your story. I'm Mike Diamond. I guarantee my plumbers will show up on time and unclog your drain for $99.
Homeowners like you are putting their experiences in words at MikeDiamond.com. Read a few before you call 1-800-446-MIKE. Contractor license number 399170.
Talk Radio 790.
KABC.
Give me a little bit of volume on this.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live, expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Zone. You're live here. I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin, with TVG Homes, Beverly Hills, and Keller Williams, Beverly Hills. There we go, Frank, taking us in with the Guns N' Roses. We got Austin screening calls today, And we got Goalie on my right from TBG Homes in Calabasas. Goalie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Danny.
Everyone on the lines I know is just standing by for your celebrity and luxury real estate update. And we have some really, really good stuff to cover today, right, Goalie?
We do. A couple fun stories.
That's going to be exciting in just a few minutes. And of course, we have Ramey Mitschke from Movement Mortgage, the number one fastest growing mortgage company and the only mortgage company we trust at TBG Homes to do your financing, because they will get that thing approved and underwritten in just 6 hours. What that means is that you can get your paperwork to Ramey on Monday morning by 9 o'clock, and by 3 o'clock we are out home shopping. We know exactly what you can afford. Ramey, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I have to tell you, Danny, I love the way you introduce me all the time.
Well, you can feel free to use that anytime you want.
Thanks.
Use the introduction. So, of course, you guys, today we have our special guest in studio, Paul Morris, who's talking to us about real estate investing, and he gave us the three tips or the three rules to follow when investing in real estate. And by the way, Paul is on the Swan Appeal list of the top 200 leaders in the United States. So he's someone to listen to. He built his real estate portfolio from one duplex all the way to over 700 properties. So if you have questions for Paul about real estate investing, about wealth building, give us a call at 1-800-222-5222. That's 1-800-ABC-KBC, 1-800-222-5222. And by the way, if you want to get that mortgage process started, if you're thinking of buying your first property, whether that's a home or an investment property, check us out on Facebook at Real Estate Zone Radio. You can find Ramey's app right on there. You can calculate your payment, and you can also contact us at the hotline number to get in touch with her. By the way, that number is 1-800-358-7563. Well, hey, Austin, let's go ahead and chat with a caller. We have Adam on the line from Sunland. Adam, thanks for calling into the show. How can we help you?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I had a question about property taxes. I have my taxes and insurance all into my payment, monthly payment, but I got a letter from the county assessor saying that we owed another $4,000. And when I called, they said something like it was a first-time home buyer's fee, that it was only for the first year or something.
Yes, that's correct. Did you just buy your home recently?
A year ago, yes.
Yeah, so Adam, what that is, it's called your supplemental taxes. What happens is when you purchase a property, the initial tax payment is based upon the old assessed value. When you purchased it, there's going to be a discrepancy between that value and the new value, and the assessor doesn't know about that until you record your grant deed. So they're going to send you what's called a supplemental tax bill, and that is required. Now, the one thing I do recommend you do is call your lender and just make sure they haven't already paid it. And if they haven't, then you do owe the money. If they've already paid it or it's in an escrow account, then of course you wouldn't have to pay it twice.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, thank you.
It's our pleasure, Adam. Thanks for the call, and you have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
See that? Danny has the answers.
I got all the answers.
When I heard it was a tax question, I was like, uh-oh. What are we going to do?
I got you guys covered. Don't worry. We got it. All right, so here we go. Paul, we are back, and we've had such a great conversation. I love your three rules on investing in real estate. And if you missed those, well, you're just going to have to go back and listen to the podcast later, because we're not going to give them to you again. We already recapped them twice. So, Paul, let's talk more about kind of real estate investing and building wealth through real estate, because, you know, for us, like buying your first home, we've been talking to Ramey and Goalie a lot about that and building wealth through real estate, whether that's your first home or an investment property, right? And one of the things you talked about, which I did want to touch on, is buying something where you know. Because I get a lot of people that say, you know, well, LA is overpriced. I need to go out to, like you said, Florida and buy something there. But back to what you said earlier, which is by definition, you're going to overpay. So can you talk to us a little more about, you know, if you're buying in LA, you know, maybe where should people be looking, or what should they be thinking about when investing in real estate in Los Angeles?
So first of all, one of the things that you led off with was this great statistic about how 45 times people who own a home have an average of 45 times the wealth of people who don't.
Yes.
So step one, and it's really step one of real estate, of any investment or wealth building, is get in the game. If I were giving advice to my own sister or nephew or best friend and they're not in the market, I would not advise to go outside. And they live in LA. I would definitely not advise to go outside of LA. I would want that property nearby where I had the resources. This is, if this is your first foray into investing, it's an important investment. I would never put my, you know, what market's great? Oh, now I hear Las Vegas is great. Maybe Las Vegas is great, okay? Not what I would do. I'm an experienced real estate investor. I've been doing it for 25 years. Come to me with a phenomenal opportunity in Las Vegas. My answer is no. To answer your question directly, I would look for emerging neighborhoods in Los Angeles. And the way to, you know, there's a way to look at it, and there's a way, again, to have this insider information. Number one, I would find a top realtor. Top realtor, there are plenty of clients right now, okay? And so a top realtor is not going to put you in a deal just for the commission. They're going to want your business over time, and it's going to be a trusted partnership. And so if you tell them what you're looking for, you can count on them to deliver it. The great thing is it's not in Las Vegas. It's not somewhere else. You can look at it. So one of the rules that I use is when you drive through a neighborhood, a way to find a great developing neighborhood, you drive through. If 20 or 30% of the homes are getting redone, that's a great time. If 80 to 90% of the homes are getting done, it's too late.
Ah, good tip. Did you guys catch that, our listeners? 20 to 30% of the homes are being redone. That is a good time. But if 80 to 90% are being redone, that's a little too late. I love that.
So in timing the market, I don't have a crystal ball. I bought my own home right at the absolute height of the market before the last crash. Now, the street that I live on, 10, 20, at most, percent of the homes were totally redone and nice. I bought one of the dumps on that particular street. Right now, walk my dog, it's amazing. It's like 80 or 90% of the homes are already redone. When you look in a neighborhood where 80 to 90% of the homes are redone, the upside is already built into the price. When you're on the 20% line, you can really get that value. And what you're going to do, here's what you're going to do. You go, you look at the price of the home. For the market, you will overpay, meaning you're the one person in the market that's going to pay enough for that buyer, for that seller to say, yes, I'll sell to you. So you've overpaid, but what are you buying? And you have the ability to buy something that's that has that value baked into it.
By the way, Paul, we were just in Vegas a couple weekends ago, and we stayed in a condo. One of Elena's friends has a condo there next to the Aria. And my son, Maxim, who's 8, is going to be really upset that you told him not to buy in Vegas. Because when we were leaving, I said, how'd you like our trip? He said, I loved it. We need to move here. I want to buy something here. So he's going to be really upset at that advice.
Yes. I've tried very hard to fight my own advice over time. And during the downturn of the market, I had the same idea. And it was right in that same complex. I'm like, oh, this is great. I'm going to buy a condo that's underwater at the Mandarin Oriental. It's so amazing. And I talk to my accountant, oh, I'm going to move my residence. You know, don't do it.
That's right. Well, hey, we have lines open, and we actually have Marta on the line right now calling in from Canyon Country. Marta, you're on with us live on the Real Estate Zone with our special guest, Paul Morris.
Yes, good morning. I purchased a second home in Simi Valley, California 2 years ago.
Yes, Marta, do we still have you? Looks like we might have lost Marta, but Paul, I can probably pick up on her question. She bought a home 2 years ago in Simi Valley. Let's see if we can get her back. Marta, you back online with us here? She's not. Well,
and you know, Danny, your amazing engineer had put enough of Marta's question in that I'm gonna take a stab on it anyway. And what Marta was saying was that she bought a house in Simi Valley 2 years ago. It's a second home. That's good information to know. And she wants to know how long she should hold it. And that's something that Goalie and I talked about a little bit in the previous segment. One of the things that I would look at is I would look at holding that property. If it's cash flowing, so it's a second home, I would want to know, does Marta have somebody in that house that's at least covering the mortgage? And if they're covering the mortgage and all the costs, and she's looking at this sort of upside value, like, wow, should I sell now and take that upside value off the table? My answer to that would be no. You take the upside value off the table, you have to pay taxes on it. Now, if you get to the point where you're ready to change investments, so in other words, you're in this house, you've got value in the house, and you're like, wow, I want to go to a duplex or a 3 or a 4 unit, I'd talk to a realtor, I'd start looking at what are the availabilities before thinking about selling, because you can do something called a 1031 exchange, mm-hmm. which pushes that value into your next property. There are advantages with real estate that do not exist in any other type of investment. And one of them is tremendous tax savings. So you can 1031 exchange, which means you can sell one property, invest in another, and keep the tax basis going. You don't have to take money out to pay the taxes. That's a huge advantage. There's also depreciation. There are lots of tax advantages in a property. If it's your own home, you have the mortgage write-off, which is absolutely unique to our economy. It's been built in for home ownership, and it's one of the ways that people build all that wealth.
Well, Paul, that's a great answer for Marta. We do have Marta back, but I believe we answered her question. So, Marta, thanks so much for calling in, and you have a wonderful weekend. Well, you guys, this has been awesome. We have such amazing things that we've learned from Paul on the show in these first couple of segments here. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Paul a little bit more, and we're going to talk about luxury and celebrity real estate with all the hot, juicy gossip from our correspondent, Goli Vedani. So stay tuned for that. You're live on the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
More Americans are working until they drop dead.
And the Los Angeles Times endorses Hillary.
On the next Doug and T-Ray Get Smart 5 to 10 right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Do you want to sell your home but are concerned about having it sell quickly at the best possible price? What if your home doesn't sell while you're buying a new one? What if you need to relocate? Or what if you can't afford to live in your home much longer? It's not a great situation to be in. Hi, this is Danny Betzalkin, host of The Real Estate Zone, heard every Saturday morning at 7 right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I'm not just a radio host. I happen to run one of the most successful real estate teams in Southern California, and I'm so confident in my team's ability to sell your home quickly at top market price that I personally guarantee it. In fact, if I don't sell your home in 59 days or less, I'll buy it as part of my guaranteed sale program. Go to tbghomes.com or call me now at 1-800-358-7563 to get your no obligation guaranteed sale price. Danny Betzalkin, TBG Homes, Keller Williams, Beverly Hills, California, BRE license number 01421366. I will sell your home at top market price within 59 days or I'll buy it. Questions? Call me at 800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563.
Southern California residents. After 50 years, a landmark fine jewelry store is closing their doors. Cal Jewelry of Long Beach is liquidating their entire fine jewelry and giftware. These are now the final days. Purchase the fine jewelry you've always wanted now at 50 to 70% off. And many fine jewelry items are now 60 and 70% off. Diamond, emerald, blue and pink sapphire, tanzanite, peridot, tourmaline, garnet, morganite, aquamarine, savorite, opal, rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and much more. Diamond stud, inside out hoop, and halo earrings, diamond bracelets, anniversary rings, mountings, and engagement rings, men's jewelry, estate jewelry, South Sea and freshwater pearls, 14 karat, 18 karat, and platinum, fancy yellow diamond rings, earrings, and pendants. This is a complete wall-to-wall store closing liquidation. Now at 50 to 70% off, including Yardrow and Swarovski collectibles. Cal Jewelry, closing their doors at 6291 East Spring Street, corner of East Spring and Palo Verde Avenue in Long Beach. Open today, Saturday, 10 to 5. Don't miss it.
Your source for breaking news, live and local, KABC.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live, expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Zone. I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin, with TBG Homes, and I'm here with Goli Vedani with Keller Williams out in Calabasas and TBG Homes there. Our special guest on the show is Paul Morris, successful real estate investor and entrepreneur, and one of the top 100, I should say, on the Swan Appeal list of the top 200 leaders in the United States. So let's rock and roll. But first, I do want to say that if you want to reach Paul after the show, if you have a question you're not able to get on the air, you can reach Paul on pretty much all of the social networks at Paul Mark Morris. That's Paul, M-A-R-K, MORRIS on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So follow Mark, follow Paul on those social networks for all of the latest tips and advice on real estate investing, entrepreneurship, and business and wealth building. So we have a bunch of questions on the line right now, Paul. We're going to actually bring Mark from Tarzana on the line to ask us a question. And Mark, you're on the line.
Hey guys, I've been noticing that properties are hanging out on the market longer than they were even a month ago, which may affect your personal, you know, 59-day guarantee. I don't know. I've got houses around me that have been, you know, they're multi-million-dollar houses here in Tarzana, yet, and they were selling like in a week, 2 weeks. Now it's, there's one, two houses that I can think of that are taking six, they've been on the market for at least 6 weeks, maybe even 2 months.
Well, Mark, thanks for the question. And by the way, I also live in Tarzana now, so hello, neighbor. And Paul, you want to take a stab at that one for him?
Well, you know, one of the things that I'd be interested in is, you know, is it a question of driving around the neighborhood, just curiosity about it, or are you looking to buy or sell? Or are you looking to invest? If it's a curiosity about the market, it really, from my perspective, is impossible to predict. So we certainly see lots of signs. One of the best things to look at is an affordability index. That's one of the best predictors for where we are in the real estate cycle. I think it's very safe to say we're not at the bottom of a real estate cycle. We're a lot closer to the top than we are on the bottom. But I would definitely say if you're interested in buying a home because you want to live in a home, or you're looking for an investment, that you can do it in this market. One of the things that greatly affects the affordability of a home is, at the end of the day, how much does it cost to live there? Or what do you have? What sort of income do you have to produce in order to make this thing cash flow? And it's a factor of price and interest rates. And we are now at historically low interest rates. The government is holding down interest rates. You can take advantage of it. It's just like a subsidy. And that is to get in and lock into a great rate right now. When interest rates go up, it's the same thing as receiving a check for the difference.
Well, Mark, thanks for the call. And Paul, great answer. I love that. It makes a lot of sense for me. So, Mark, you have a wonderful weekend. And Paul, thanks so much for hanging out with us on the Real Estate Zone today. It's been a real pleasure having you on. I know that you also have a book coming out, which we alluded to earlier in the show, Wealth Can't Wait, which I am so excited to read. And did you say that that's coming out early next year?
Yes, it's coming out in February 2017, so you'll have to wait for the book. But one of the reasons why my co-author David Osborne and I chose the title is some of the things we're talking about right now. If you're going to wait for the market to be right in order to build your wealth, we believe that's a mistake. Follow the three principles that I talked about before. It's not a guarantee, but I will tell you in 25 years, including buying my own home at the absolute worst, you know, and I put it in quotes, worst time, you know, I was able to come out at the end with a lot of equity upside. And for folks who just got on, you know, it's buying value, and that means that there's upside in the property. So when I bought that particular house, it wasn't the nicest one on the street. In fact, it was one of the worst on the street. How do you identify these neighborhoods? As we talked about before, look for a neighborhood that's sort of 20% improving. 80% improving, the pricing is already going to be built in for that upside. And then buy only where you know. I would resist any temptation to buy outside of the area that you live. So just like, you know, our last caller asked about this particular market, is it slowing or not? We know we have the ability. We're like inside traders in our own neighborhood. So you know the area. Get in touch with a great realtor who can help you with that. And then make sure it cash flows. So Goalie was saying before that one of the great investment tips is, you know, if you can't afford to hold on to it for 10 years, you shouldn't be able to buy it for a day. I totally believe that. Now, you can get into a property that doesn't cash flow immediately, knowing that when you improve it a little bit, you do a few things to it, and you have the budget to do that, that you can then re-rent at a price that cash flows. And then to your last point, Danny, is that One of the things that I say when I teach wealth building to realtors and other folks is that you're going to overpay. If you're on the sidelines, so many people do it. Wealth can't wait, okay? If you're going to wait for, quote, a deal, you're going to wait for a steal. That's not the way I would build my own wealth. I would get in the game right now, follow some really tried and true principles, and make it happen.
That's some great tips and advice from Paul Morris. So Wealth Can't Wait, the book, unfortunately, you do have to wait a little bit longer for. But if you want to get on that interest list, you can find Paul on Facebook and put your name on there on the interest list for the book. We'll get in touch with you when it is ready. Again, that's Paul Mark, M-A-R-K, Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S, across all of the social networks, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And if you want to give us a call on our hotline number, that is 1-800-358-7563. We will get you on the interest list. We'll get you a copy of the book when it's published. So, Paul, it's really been a pleasure hanging out with you here for an hour. And, Paul, we have the segment coming up now that all of our listeners just call in and write in and say, I want more goalie. Give me more cowbell.
I'm not sure if it's goalie or the news that they really want. But
so, goalie, give it to us. What do you have today in celebrity and luxury real estate?
Okay, Danny. So, your favorite rocker, Tommy Lee's home, is on the market.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah, Motley Crue's Tommy Lee's home is on the market at $6 million. The house sits somewhere in the border of like Calabasas, Malibu. I've actually been to this house and it's spectacular. It's got like this great tri-level thing going on, and his pool is in the shape of a piano.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really cool. And then he's also converted the subterranean garage to a 2,000 square foot recording studio. So I think this is probably a great house for another rocker to come and take over.
Hey, Goldie, I wonder if there's ever been any parties and stuff going on there.
I wonder. Yeah, I don't know. Probably not. No, not Tommy Lee. Definitely not. This is also the house that has mirrored ceilings. Yeah.
Sweet.
So, yeah. Uh-huh.
We're thinking of putting those in at our house. Elena, you listening?
Danny. And then also, a rapper and actor, Ice Cube, has purchased a home in Marina Del Rey from Jean-Claude Van Damme. I like to call him the Muscles from Brussels.
The Muscles from Brussels. I love that.
For $7.25 million in Marina Del Rey. This is a great house. It's about 7,500 square feet. I've seen the pictures of this house. It's 6 bedrooms, 9 bath. It's got a gorgeous 360-degree views with a rooftop pool. And remember how we were saying celebrities like to buy homes from each other?
Yes.
Well, here you go. This is a perfect example of that.
I think he overpaid, Paul.
Yes. Yeah.
No,
I agree.
Yeah, he overpaid.
That's good stuff. Have you seen Jean-Claude Van Damme's daughter? She's like a professional martial artist.
Oh, is that right? No,
yeah.
I have not.
And like a model and stuff. It's pretty cool. Wow.
Another Muscles from Brussels?
Another Muscles from Brussels.
Yeah, female version.
What happened to him? I haven't seen him in anything in a long time.
Maybe he's selling off his real estate and retiring.
That's a pretty nice house, though.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's a beautiful house.
Goalie, just in the luxury, I know we had a caller that was asking whether the market's slowing down overall. In the luxury market, what are you seeing in terms of pricing and the market in general?
Well, the general market in San Fernando Valley and Los Angeles, homes are sitting on the market a little bit longer. You know, we had the gentleman who was calling earlier, and it's definitely true. I think, and don't quote me on this statistic, but the last time I looked at it a couple weeks ago, it was, you know, up from 35 days on market to something like 45, 55 days.
Got
the luxury market has a different appeal and a different clientele, so that doesn't always apply.
Sure.
I'm still seeing things moving in the luxury market. It's probably just a matter of time until that shifts as well.
Makes sense. Well, you guys, this has been such an amazing show. If you didn't get your question answered, give us a call on our hotline at 1-800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563. Or check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/realestatezoneradio. And Paul, it's been such a pleasure having you on the show. Again, if you want to get in touch with Paul, you want to get your name on that interest list for the book Wealth Can't Wait, which comes out in early 2017. Jump on Facebook and find Paul Mark Morris. That's Paul, M-A-R-K, M-O-R-R-I-S. For Ramey Michke from Movement Mortgage, Goalie, and Paul, I am your host, Danny Betzalkin, with TBG Homes and Keller Williams. It's been awesome talking to you this week on The Real Estate Zone, and we'll chat with you next week. This has been The Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Danny Batsalkin, Keller Williams, Beverly Hills, California, BRE license number 01421366. Remy Michke, Movement Mortgage, NMLS ID 338798. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS ID 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
This show furnished by Boulevard Realty and DBA TBG Homes.